We just can't sweep this under the rug. We can't say, oh, well, you know, it was a problem and we've taken care of it.
Republican lawmaker Kevin Hardwick wants to know why the confidential items were not shredded. The documents include Social Security cards, bank account information, passports, and even medical records. Republican Ed Rath noted that Erie County already has a high rate of identity theft.
Erie County is well above the national average when it comes to complaints for consumer identity threat. So we need to protect the interests of the residents of our community and have this investigation.
So far as we know, the totes were always in the sub-basement. Some of them that were not locked should have been, but we're not aware of anyone who took any materials and we've never received any complaints.
Deputy County Executive Richard Tobey tells WBFO News the county comptroller knew about the unsealed totes on or around April 1st. Tobey says a county employee contacted the administration concerned about those materials being left out in the open at social services. Tobey says he personally went to the basement of the Rath building that same night to lock up those documents.
And we had all the totes secured as of the night of April 1st. They were placed in a locked storage area, and we believe they've been secure ever since.
Tobey says at this time the administration is not aware any material was improperly disclosed, but all county departments are being surveyed. Republican lawmakers are calling for the Social Services Commissioner, the county attorney, and district attorney to appear at a hearing. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.